caller.
Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
So I got the automated phone call about the installation that's going to occur tomorrow that was supposed to have occurred today. My telephone number is 305-975-5412.
Okay, you said 305-975-94, and what was the rest?
975-5412.
You said 5-4. Can you just start over for me, sir?
Yeah, let me repeat mm-hmm. the whole number again. Area code 305, number 975-5412.
All right, give me one moment to load up this order, okay?
Thank you. Has it loaded yet?
No, sir. It's still loading up for me. I do apologize for the wait. It takes a little time sometimes to load up by the phone number.
Yeah, what other way would be better for you to look it up? I can give you other information, but
did you have
anyhow,
an order number or anything like that?
Yeah, every time I call, I give the phone number, and it does take a while. Let me see if I can find the order number. Well, that's in the other room, I think. This has been a very bad experience so far, and I just want to make absolutely certain that everything is in order for tomorrow, because it started with the fact I didn't get the automated phone call. The order was scheduled for July the 12th. It was scheduled for today. Last night, I didn't get the automated phone call. So I called several times, and I was told it's going to be between 5 and 6, 6 and 8, or whatever, and it never came. So I reconfirmed. Do you see notes in the? Have you brought it up now?
Yeah, I would just advise you. It just came up. Can you verify the name and address for me?
Yes, the name is Tim Leon Anagnes, and the address is 888 Biscayne Boulevard, Miami, Unit 3001, Miami, Florida 33132.
All righty, sir. So I do see here. They have you scheduled for tomorrow. Your time frame is from 8 to 12. You'll receive a call 30 minutes prior when they're on the way to your home.
Okay. I've spoken to, first of all, that this was supposed to have been today. And the local contractor, apparently the starting problem was that the installer got sick. So then they said they would be out between noon and 2, and then they didn't come at all. So they told me they will be out there tomorrow, I believe he said from 9 to 11 or 8 to 11.
Okay, did an installer call you directly?
Yes, I've spoken directly with the installer.
If an installer called you directly, he gave you a updated time frame from the one I just provided, then that's your updated time frame. This is just a generated time frame from the routes that has been made. for the
That's
orders.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. The installer told me another time frame, which is a little more concise, before I got the recorded message. So I was a little confused because I thought that would be reflected in the recorded message, but that sounds like that's just a standard message that goes out, that they don't really communicate with the installer about that. They just do the standard message. So I pushed 3 to speak to somebody about that when I got the automated call this evening, and nobody called me back. So I'm calling in to just get clarification that everything is in order for tomorrow and that we are not going to have another problem tomorrow, because it's a vacant condominium, and I have someone there to guide the people, get them in and get them up to the unit. The association requires a certificate of insurance, which I sent a sample of to you all a while back. That I hope has all been taken care of. There should not be anything that should be a problem tomorrow, but nobody called me back tonight. When I pushed the 3 and they said, push 1 if you wanted, instead of waiting, have somebody call you back. And I did that and nobody called me back. So that's why I'm calling now, because that is another failure in communicating what's going on. So do you have that in your records that I requested a call back tonight? Because that
I'm
was
not able to
that
see that,
sorry.
Anytime you press that, it'll automatically go to the next available agent. Maybe the call didn't go through. I'm not for sure. That's directly
right.
With the system.
So at this point, instead of them having to call me back now, I've called in. So I'm just confirming that everything is all set for tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Tyrone.
Tyrone, okay. Because you can understand that everything got messed up today. And I was there at the unit waiting for somebody from noon to 2 after we got straightened out in the morning saying the installer is sick. We're going to have to get somebody else. I've spoken directly with the local installer, and they have failed to show up. And I called your office as your number, and they called the installer, the local installer. And they asked to speak to a supervisor there because they're not responding. Keep in mind, Tyrone, that I've paid for this already, and nobody has shown up. And everything, the message that I got, the automated message, was not the same as what the local installer had told me. So I wanted to talk to somebody here. You've satisfied me with the fact that you say that it's an automated thing, that I can rely on the installer. I just want to be sure that tomorrow morning somebody calls me a half an hour before they get there and tells me they're on the way, and I'll make sure and have somebody there to get them into the unit. Okay? The crate has been sitting there since last Friday when Home Depot delivered the new oven. And it hasn't been opened yet. It's going to be open when the installer gets there, and then we'll see if there's any damage or anything, and then we'll get it installed. But it's been sitting there waiting for an installer, and the installer didn't show up today. Okay? So we rescheduled it for tomorrow, and I'm just confirming that everything is in order for tomorrow, even though the time frame was different on the automated message than it was when I spoke directly to the installer. So you explain that to me. I understand it if it's automated, but there have been too many mistakes, I shouldn't even call them mistakes, people get sick, I guess, and they can't get anybody to replace them. Then let's give the benefit of the doubt there. But I don't want this to happen again tomorrow. So I'm calling for that reason. I believe that, you know, everything looks in order when you looked it up, correct? You got the correct address. You got the correct time frame. Yeah, actually, a wider time frame. Is there anything else I need to do?
Not as of right now, sir. Everything has been already said for you.
All right. I'm just trying to do whatever I need to do so there won't be any more confusion about this whole situation. If I'm good and I've covered everything with you, then thank you for listening to me, and I'll hopefully get a call tomorrow morning, a half an hour before they're going to be there, letting me know they're on the way.
Yes,
that's
sir.
My understanding, right? That's supposed to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you listening to me.
No problem. You're welcome, and thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPL. You have a wonderful night, and be safe.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.